Welcome to the deep dive. Usually translation is just, you know, a simple dictionary swap, like chat becomes cat, pain becomes bread.
Yeah, a direct clean swap. It is definitely comforting.
Right, you just swap the word and keep the meaning. But then you try to translate a massive cultural concept like independence from French to American English. And well, that dictionary is basically completely useless.
Oh, absolutely useless. It is the absolute definition of a cultural mistranslation, honestly.
Exactly. And for you, the future French au pair who is, you know, about to step off a plane and into an American home misunderstanding this American version of independence is going to be your biggest culture shock.
Yeah, because that mistranslation does not just happen on paper. It literally physically hits an American the second they turn 18.
Wait, so it is just like an automatic thing?
Pretty much, yeah. In the U.S., 18 is not just a birthday. It is treated almost like an eviction notice from childhood.
Wow, an eviction notice. I mean, in France, you might stay socially and financially connected to your parents well into your 20s, right?
Right, because French culture really prioritizes community and a shared quality of life.
But here, moving out at 18 is like the ultimate psychological marker of success. You are expected to just immediately manage your own housing and money and just your own existence.
Yeah, and the mechanics behind why this happens are super fascinating. American culture basically views adulthood as this project of ultimate self-reliance.
So you aren't considered fully formed until you detach.
Exactly. So turning 18 triggers this massive avalanche of solo responsibility.
Okay, so if I am understanding this right, turning 18 in America is like flipping a sudden harsh switch for adulthood, whereas the French approach is more like a gradual dimmer switch.
That dimmer switch analogy is spot on.
Yeah.
But think about what happens when you flip a harsh switch. Everyone scatters to manage their own sudden responsibilities.
Right. It is every man for himself.
Yeah, and that early push for self-reliance directly dictates how Americans behave inside their own houses. Which brings us to what you are actually going to experience on your first Tuesday morning in your host family's kitchen.
Okay, yeah, picture this. You walk downstairs expecting a nice shared breakfast, but instead, your host's dad is eating a bagel standing at the kitchen island.
Yep, and the kids are eating in the back of the car, and your host mom is already out the door.
Which, and this is important, is not them avoiding you. That is just American independence in action.
Precisely. They behave this way because they view time as this personal commodity that needs to be optimized.
Whereas in France, a meal is the foundational anchor of the day. Like, everything else just sort of revolves around it.
Exactly. But in the U.S., a meal is often just fuel to get you to your next personal goal. So even under the exact same roof, family members operate on highly individualized schedules.
Wait, I have to stop you there. Because if everyone is just treating the house like a busy hotel lobby and eating separately, how does that actually work practically?
Well, it is tricky.
Doesn't that just make people feel incredibly isolated? I mean, they are supposed to be a family.
It is a massive trade-off, yeah. You have really hit on the psychological toll of this whole system. The American way gives you the freedom to build your own path, absolutely.
But living parallel lives instead of deeply intertwined ones has to generate significant stress and loneliness.
Oh, for sure. Everyone is acting as their own manager, just, you know, optimizing their own day.
And to be your own manager, to keep that hyper-individualized schedule running, you need a very specific piece of equipment, which brings up this massive, almost comedic irony in the whole American lifestyle.
You're talking about the car.
The car, yes. Because in a French city, you can have complete, total freedom just using the metro or trains.
Oh yeah, public transit gives you so much autonomy there.
But in America, this fierce, rugged independence is almost entirely tethered to a machine.
Right, because the infrastructure itself was built around the individual, not the community.
So if you don't have a car in most parts of the U.S., you actually lose your independence entirely.
Exactly. You become totally dependent on other people just to buy groceries or get to work.
It is wild to think that the ultimate symbol of being self-reliant is this heavy piece of machinery that constantly needs gas and maintenance.
It is definitely ironic. But it really all boils down to a core cultural trade-off.
Right. The American brand of independence offers this unparalleled freedom to make your own choices. But it demands an intense level of personal pressure and logistical responsibility in return.
Yeah. You are getting ultimate freedom, but you are paying for it with ultimate responsibility.
Wow. So as you pack your bags and get ready to fly across the Atlantic, here is a final thought to chew on.
That's a good one to think about.
If American culture is intensely focused on fierce independence and separated individual schedules, how will your arrival as an au pair disrupt that?
Yeah, because you are introducing a very communal, shared care, deeply French dynamic into their highly individualized world.
Exactly. You aren't just moving into a spare bedroom. You are introducing an entirely new operating system for how to live together.
You really might just be the one to rewrite that dictionary for them.
Yeah, and show them a brand new translation of what it actually means to share a life.